We met him as a bright-eyed, red-headed shepherd boy. But David's hair was gray now. He hadn't swung his shepherd's slingshot in years. In fact, he hadn't even swung a sword in a few years. But then the news came. The Philistine army is attacking. David remembered the day he first fought his first Philistine, and he assembled his weapons and marshaled his troops. King David rode out, and sure enough, there they were, set in array, ready to attack Israel again. But these men were more than mere men. These men were giants, literally, and their general was arrayed in brand new armor, making him an even more formidable foe. And this giant, General Giant, had a clear military mission: to take David's life to avenge Goliath's death. Somewhere during the battle, David had fought enough. His aging and aching body was growing faint. He couldn't swing the sword as well as he had in his youth, so he settled down away from the fray. He took a few breaths as he surveyed the battle. But as he sat down, this vengeful General Ishbibenob slithered through the sea of bodies and stood right in front of him. David could see revenge in his eyes, his knuckles white around the handle of his weighty spear. The blood of slain men still stained the edge of his sword. David searched for his sword, but there was no way he would reach it in time. Ishbibenob was younger, faster, stronger, and he had cornered King David and cut off his exits. David had to tip his crown to his military prowess, but he just wished he wasn't the target. Ishbibenob had waited his entire life for this day, ever since the day he heard that a shepherd boy turned king had slain his childhood hero Goliath. He had vowed to avenge Goliath and finish off David, and today was that day. It was a dark and stormy day. Good day, Simplify listeners. You are listening to L.J. Harry, and you're listening to The Lord Is My Stay on Simplify. Ishbibenob took one more step toward David and lifted up his sword. It wasn't supposed to end this way, but apparently it was going to end this way. David thought over his life, all the things he wished he had done, all the things he wished he hadn't, all the people he wished he had forgiven, all the people he wished he had asked for forgiveness. He hoped when his days were done, he would just find himself lying in bed, surrounded by his family, and finally he would take his last breath and close his eyes. But he was a warrior for most of his life. Even as a shepherd boy, he warred against lions and bears, and then giants, and then armies. It was a fitting end for a warrior to die on the field of battle, surrounded by the men he fought with and the men who followed him. Then out of the corner of his nearly closed eyes, he saw the glint of sunlight against a drawn sword, and Ishbibenob fell where he stood. Standing behind David's felled foe stood one of David's own men with his drawn sword in his hand and relief on his face. Somewhere throughout the battle, he had seen his king in trouble and rushed to rescue him just in time, and Abishai saved David's life. It was that fateful day that should have been David's last that the sweet psalmist of Israel wrote the 18th psalm. They attacked me at a moment when I was in distress, but the Lord was my stay. David would tell you he wished days like those never dawned, but in life they do. I wish car accidents never came. Wish sickness never came. Job layoffs, divorce, funerals. I wish none of them ever came, but they do. I wish COVID never came, but it has. And on those days, you will feel like David felt, like you are cornered with no way out. But God knew those days would dawn, even before the dawn of time. That's why it's comforting to know that this story and this promise are found in the Bible. On days like those days, the Lord will be our stay. When you feel adrift in a sea of questions and there are no answers in sight, when it feels like life has lost its meaning and its moorings, let me give you hope from the Word of God. You can call on the Lord. He will help you. He will heal you. Even if all else crumbles around you, the Lord will still stand with you and be your strength. And in a world where everything is changing, the unchanging, unchangeable God will still be our stay. I don't know what you're going through today, but would you pray with me and ask the Lord to help you to look to Him, help you to trust Him to be your stay? Jesus, I love you. We need you, especially in times like these, in times where things are so uncertain. We need you to remind us to look to you to be our stay. Lord, please be our stay like you were King David's stay. Even if everything changes, we will look to you, we will trust you, we will lean on you, we will depend on you. Jesus, we love you. You're the Almighty God, and we ask you today, be our stay in the name of Jesus. Amen. I hope things are going well for you and your family. I hope they're going well for you and the church where you worship. But even if they're not, I know the Lord will still be your stay. And the battle you're fighting now does not have to be your last battle. The Lord loves you, fights for you, and He promised He would be there for you. He will be our stay. I hope this episode has helped you and encouraged you. I hope you have a great day today, especially if you're listening to this on Sunday. I hope you have wonderful service right where you are in your church. If this episode has blessed you, please share it with somebody. Let them know about this episode. Let them know about the podcast, Simplify. And you can purchase a copy of Simplify. It's the 52-week devotional from which this podcast launched. You can purchase that at PentecostalPublishing.com. It is available in print, and it's available on Kindle. Next week, I'm going to share with you a devotion called This is the Year. I know what you're thinking. This is the year when everything fell apart. But I think there's another perspective, and I want to share that with you. I look forward to that, and always look forward to walking closer with Jesus as we walk through Simplify.